Welcome back. You're listening to Strategies for Success on RadioForWomen.net. That's radio, the number 4, women.net. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host for the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. Today, my guest is Dr. Lynn Lawrence. We've been talking about food, body shape, the way that food affects our self-image, our brain chemistry, a little bit about how we misuse it, and how we can become more conscious of how we use it so that we look and feel our best. Lynn, welcome back.
Thank you.
Before we get any further, why don't you tell people how they can reach you if they'd like to learn more about your program, Stop Eating Your Feelings, or those crazy rebounding shoes jumpers?
Well, I have an 800 number. It is 800-511-9302. Or they can email me at Lynn, that's L-Y-N-N, at success-coach.com.
And the website for the jumpers?
www.jumpforhealth.com.
And that's the word for.
F-O-R.
I'm going to piggyback on you, Lynn. Lynn is my partner in business. She and I are launching a program for success-minded people who are going through tough transitions triggered by major life changes. And these people don't want to go it alone. It's going to be a teleclass program, a telephone conference call program where people call in and we interact. So if you'd like to learn more about Stop Eating Your Feelings, rebounding the Lifelines to Laugh Lines program, you can reach me at Bonnie at success-coach.com. The same 800 number, 800-511-9302. See, I'm finally memorizing it, Lynn.
Oh, good, good,
Bonnie. Thank you. Our website, lifetolaugh.com, will be coming live. I'm hoping within the week I'll be announcing when that's definite. My website is strategiesforsuccess.com, just like the radio show, except you have to remember to put dashes between strategies and for and success, just like the success-coach.com. And it's time for us to start back. I'm knocking over speakers. They told me to be a little bit more relaxed, and so here I am. Oh, Tom's making noises, too. This is very exciting. So back to... Tom, do you need to eat? Is that what's going on? So here we are, Lynn Lawrence and I, talking about food, how our food impacts us, how we use it, how we abuse it. Now we're going to be talking about becoming more conscious. The idea that we ought to be able to check in and see if we're really hungry, when we're getting full. But there's more to consciousness than that, Lynn.
Yes, there is. You know, the movie The Secret is the craze now out there. Have you seen it, Bonnie?
I've seen it, I would say five or six times now.
Right.
Well, it's been mentioned on this show probably every time we've done a show.
Well, great. You've got real consciousness. Guess then.
Absolutely.
Well, to talk about the law of attraction and how our thoughts create our reality, I want to share something that really impacted me way back before all this was out in the media and everything. When I was a graduate student in the 80s, I had a client who was a schizophrenic. The interesting thing with him is that in one of his personalities, he had he was very healthy, he did not wear glasses, he was just the picture of health. In another personality, now this is the same body, the same man, he had diabetes where he had to take insulin, and he had very thick glasses. He was extremely myopic. Well, that was quite a shocker.
Well, Lynn, it's a good thing that all of us don't walk around going through that. That's quite the extreme.
It is. However, that was an illumination. A light bulb went off in my head. Well, it's his thoughts. He was thinking he was one person here and then in another person there. It impacted his physical body. So that showed me that thoughts are things. Thoughts create our physical structure of the body. There's also a book out right now called The Biology of Belief by a friend of mine, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who taught at Stanford Medical College. He was teaching doctors and did a lot of experiments that proved that thoughts create our body and everything in and about our body.
You were talking a moment ago before you brought in Bruce and the idea that thoughts are things, which, by the way, I absolutely agree with, about The Secret. One of the great events, I think, of, well, certainly the last few months or years, is that The Secret is no longer a secret.
Yay.
Oprah actually did two shows, I think it was last week.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where she had people who were in the movie on her show. So if you listeners have missed that, you can go to Oprah's site and learn more about The Secret. You can talk to either Lynn or I when we're not on the air. And The Secret has more than just our thinking. It talks about the power of positive thinking. What I like to talk about is the power of positive feeling.
Good one, Bonnie. Yes. And that directly impacts our body. You know, so many people I know that have been on this diet cycle and do not like their body, they actually see their body, feel about their body that they're living in an enemy. Their body's their enemy, and they've got to control it, and they've got to punish it, and they, you know?
Well, and just the phrase weight loss, yeah. You know, I want to lose weight. The subconscious mind has a real hard time with losing itself. It actually works against us.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do in terms of language, in terms of the way we think and talk about this process, so that we are focusing on our intention rather than what we don't want?
Right. Is to focus on what we want. I was going to mention an exercise that we could do, which, you know, my very favorite exercise in the world is Rampages of Appreciation.
Go for it, Lynn.
Yeah, so what we can do is use our body. And you can write it down, you can make a list, or you can just shout it out loud, or look in the mirror. I've been doing this lately. I look in the mirror, and I say, oh, I love your eyes, Lynn. They're beautiful. What nice skin you have. Thank you, legs, for taking me where I want to go. Get me from point A to B. I'm so grateful that my wonderful hands are now learning how to play the drums. You know, I can also use my eyes to see these beautiful scenes in nature or watch a movie. I mean, just go on and on about what your body is doing for you, the positive things that the body is doing for you.
Not only what the body is doing, for a long time, as we talked about earlier in the show, being short really was tough for me. I mean, I go into meetings now and I'm the shortest person in the room, even if I wear heels. And so there's a whole self-image. Now I've come to really appreciate being short. I get away with being the lively, enthusiastic, animated person with all this energy. I might have been way more overwhelming for people to handle if I were 6 foot tall.
That's a good point, Bonnie. I didn't think of that one. No wonder I can't get away with that. I'm 5'7".
I know. When I tell people about you, I say I thought you were taller actually, and I say that She fills up all of that space. If you could imagine me that tall, that's what Lynn is like. Your presence is so powerful and bright, Lynn.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you.
So for me, this idea of rampages of appreciation, not only does it put our attention on the things that we're grateful for, that process of changing our focus of our thinking, the attention of what we're thinking about, it changes the way we feel, because the way that the human body is hardwired, our thinking affects our brain chemistry, which affects how we feel, the emotions, the vibrations. Those vibrations are what resonate out in the world. What we attract matches how we vibrate.
Exactly. And it also impacts, like I said, with Bruce's book, Biology of Belief, it's scientifically based. It actually impacts every cell, and the cell is healthier and happier. So it wants to do what you want. So in other words, I use visualization as well, and I'll go into what I call workshop in my mind and visualize the body that I want, the way I want to act and be out in the world. And when the cells know that they're loved and appreciated, they are going to morph and create what I'm visualizing. It's quite amazing and scientifically based now and proven.
So what you're saying is what I think about, what I focus on, actually has an impact on the individual cells, how they function, and the better they function, the healthier they are, the better my body's going to use the food, the better I'm going to feel so that I don't abuse food. And what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling now, is therefore creating the body that I want if, and this is the biggie, if I put my attention on what I want.
Exactly. And also, you know, I think a lot of your listeners may know this, that science has been telling us for decades that our body, the cells, are replaced. Some of them are replaced in a few days, a few weeks, a few months, and the entire body, a brand new body in 7 years. All the cells are new. So just imagine doing these positive conscious things, these processes, while these new cells are coming along. They're baby cells, and we get to program them the way we want them to be. That's great news. That's very exciting to me.
It's wonderful. Earlier in the show, I've been mentioning this cut-a-thon for the Breast Cancer Foundation, the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, that's happening this February 25th, that's Sunday, from 10 to 4. If you're interested and live in the South Brevard area, you can call 321-242-2594 for more information. The cool thing is that what we're talking about, yes, our weight and our body shape are important. You can also use these techniques to heal the body from more serious conditions, health conditions.
That's true. Well, look at the work that's been done, you know, with placebos. Placebos are like little sugar pills that don't have any chemicals for, let's say, if we have someone that has cancer. There's been so many studies. I mean, we're talking thousands of studies over decades using placebos where the person believed that what they were taking was this new drug that cures this disease that they have. And it wasn't. It was just a sugar pill. But their thoughts, their belief that this new cutting-edge drug that they were taking was going to cure them did, in fact, cure them. But it wasn't the sugar pill.
It was their beliefs.
Their thoughts.
Well, Lynn, what a powerful way to begin to wrap up today's show. We've been talking about food, how it affects our mood, our body, how our body functions, and that by being more conscious of our thoughts, of the way our body feels, we can actually have our actions do more for us in the long run to maintain a new body weight and shape than all the other remedies put together. Lynn, I want to thank you for being on the show with me today talking about this. You're listening to Strategies for Success. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host, signing off until Monday. And remember, a smile is a frown turned upside down.